If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We of Worth Baptist Church count it a great honor and privilege to bring the gospel of redeeming grace into your home every Lord's Day at this same time over this same station. At Worth Baptist Church, something is happening. The blessings of God are evident week after week. Last Sunday, the Lord gave us an outstanding day. There were souls saved, almost 500 in Sunday school, some 11 people were baptized into our fellowship, and God richly blessed every part of the services last Lord's Day. In the beginning of the year, we challenged the people of Worth Baptist Church to join with us in prayer that 1973 would be a year of challenge, a year when we would go into the city of Fort Worth and do our part to evangelize this great metropolis. This week, more than 75 people will be out knocking on doors, inviting people to Christ, inviting people to church, evangelizing our city. And it is our prayer that from all over the city of Fort Worth, people will be arrested by the Holy Spirit, and there will be a revival in 1973 in this great city and in the surrounding areas of Fort Worth. Could I say to you today that if you are not attending Sunday school and church anywhere, that it would be a joy to have you come and visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school is thoroughly graded. It is carefully supervised. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and grade level. We are teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We are now in a series of lessons surveying the entire Bible. Today, our Sunday school lesson will be a survey of the book of 1 Peter. This will be a blessing to you and to your family. So why not now plan to get the family ready and bring the whole family to Sunday school at Worth Baptist Church at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship hour is at 11 and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. In the Sunday evening worship services, I am now preaching a series of messages entitled, It's in the Book. In the weeks gone by, we have talked about the Bible and inspiration, the Bible and creation, the Bible and evolution, the Bible and science. This evening at 7, my message will be entitled, The Bible and the Deity of Christ. Was Christ God or was He just another man? Is He truly the Son of God, the Savior of the world? Was He born of a virgin or did He have a birth just like anyone else? These questions will be dealt with and answered from the Scripture tonight at 7 o'clock in my message entitled, The Bible and the Deity of Christ. I trust that you'll come and visit Worth Baptist Church today, and we believe the blessings of the Lord will fill your heart as you do. If you're looking for a church that is friendly, a church that is spiritual, a church that preaches and proclaims the Bible as it is to men as they are, you'll find it here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Come today and see what the difference is as you visit Worth Baptist Church. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now two special announcements before we begin the message today. On Sunday, March 4th, we will celebrate our 19th anniversary. 19 years serving Christ in this community. Our Sunday school goal for Anniversary Day is 700. And I personally would like to greet you and to have you as one of the 700 in Sunday school on our 19th anniversary, Sunday, March 4th. Make your plans now to attend Anniversary Day, Sunday, March 4th. And then on April the 29th and through May the 6th, we will have our spring revival with Dr. B.R. Lakin. We're looking forward to a wonderful time. Those dates again, April 26th through May, or rather April 29th through May 6th, Dr. B.R. Lakin will be with us here at Worth Baptist in our spring revival. I trust that you'll begin praying now that God will stir this city in a great revival meeting. We'll be saying more about that on broadcasts to come. Suffice it to say that this day is the day that the Lord hath made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in it. I trust that you'll take advantage of the opportunity that you have to honor Christ, to honor the Bible, to honor the Lord's Day by attending Sunday school in church somewhere today where the gospel is proclaimed. If you do not have a church home, if you are looking for a place of worship, we invite you to Worth Baptist Church, and may the Lord bless you as you plan to attend our services today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Fishers of Men. I shall read from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. But before we read the scripture, I would like to have you pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are glad and grateful today for the opportunity to voice the gospel. We thank Thee for the hundreds and even thousands in this area who love Christ, who love the gospel, who love the Bible. It is our prayer that as this broadcast fills the air, that many might be touched with the gospel, that souls might be saved, that lives might be transformed, and that hearts might be blessed as they listen to this broadcast in this hour, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, we read, And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Fishers of men. The experts tell us that next to the products of agriculture, fish provide more food value than any other food consumed by man. There are 30,000 different kinds of fish, ranging in size from less than 1/2 inch to 50 feet, and ranging in weight from some 6 milligrams to over 50 tons. The country that leads in the fishing industry is Japan. The United States is second. The annual catch worldwide equals 55 billions of pounds. Within the United States, it is said that there are some 30,000 fishermen. That would mean that one out of every 7 persons in our nation is a fisherman. There are unusual fish in the world. There's the kissing fish, the flying fish, the archer fish, the walking fish, even the tree climbing fish. And then there's the four-eyed fish. These are exotic fish. And these are fish that make for an interesting study. And while we talk about fish and fishing and fishermen, we're taken by what Jesus said in the text, Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. In this message today, there are 3 things that we would observe. First, we observe the Master. Second, the men. And third, the mission. Let us then, first of all, observe the Master. Who is He? One day, Jesus asked His disciples, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, Well, some say that thou art John the Baptist, or Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets returned from the dead. And then Jesus personalized the question when he said to them directly, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to Peter, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven." Jesus Christ is the Master. He is the Christ of God. The first glimpse that we get of him in the Bible is in Genesis 3:15, where he is declared to come into the world as the seed of the woman. In the announcement by the angel to Mary, he is called the Son of the Highest. In the announcement to the shepherds, he's designated the Savior of the world. To the wise men, he was the King of the Jews. To Moses, he was the prophet of God. To Isaiah, he was the branch of the Lord. To Daniel, he was the Ancient of Days. To Matthew, he was the King of Israel. To Mark, he was the servant of Jehovah. To Luke, he was the Son of Man. To John, he was the Son of God. On the Isle of Patmos in the book of the Revelation, John called him the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lamb of God, the bright and morning star, the Alpha and the Omega. This is the Master, Jesus Christ, God's Son, and our Savior. And then we think in the second place about the men. Who are they? The men to whom Jesus spoke were named Peter and Andrew. They were brothers, and they were fishermen. They had never had a Dale Carnegie course. They had never read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. They had never taken a course on how to be successful without trying. None of these things were familiar to them. They had never heard a radio. They had never seen a television. They had never seen a movie. But beloved, these men, though they were not qualified in the ways of the world, in God's sight, were men out of whom he could do great things. They were fishermen. They would not qualify in many areas that we call successful men today. Financially, they were not rich. Academically, they were not college graduates. Intellectually, they were not scholars. Socially, they were not among the elite. Religiously, they were not saints. In fact, they were just plain folks, just simple fishermen. To put it bluntly, they were nobodies. But one of God's specialties is making somebodies out of nobodies. He did so with Moses from the backside of the desert. Out of a shepherd, he made a great deliverer of his people Israel. He did so with David. From following the sheep, God brought David to the throne of Israel to be the great king of that great nation. He did so with Amos. From behind the plow, he brought Amos to the chamber of the prophet to prophesy to the great nation of Israel. And I would say to you today, however humble your situation, however limited you are, if you will give yourself to God, he will make something out of you. What a difference Jesus Christ can make. He makes as much difference as night and day. He's the master teacher. And every man alive ought to go to school to him. Jesus gives you that invitation today. In the gospel according to Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul." All the evidence points to the fact that Jesus did a fantastic job with these simple fishermen. These men, Peter, Andrew, together with James and John and the others, led a movement that has changed the course of world history. The world has never been the same since these men came on the scene. Caesar and Napoleon made their imprint upon the ancient world, but they are dead, and their empires died with them. But the influence of these men these simple fishermen lives on. Today, all over the world, the gospel will be preached. Today, all over the world, men will hear the story of redeeming grace. All because such simple fishermen as Peter and Andrew obeyed the voice of Christ and followed Him and became fishers of men. You have a place in the fishing business today. Jesus did not say, if you have $1 million, come after me. Jesus did not say, if you have a magnetic personality, come after me. Jesus didn't say, if you're a college graduate or if you have a seminary degree, come after me. No, Jesus simply said, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I would say to you today, regardless of your state or status, Jesus wants you. He will make you a fisher of men, regardless of your education, regardless of your personality, regardless of your disposition, regardless of your handicap, regardless of your qualifications or your credentials. Jesus Christ is calling you. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. He wants you to follow Him. And in so doing, you can become a fisher of men. If you are rich, God can use your riches. If you are poor, God can use your poverty. If you are wise, God can use your wisdom. If you are unlearned, God can teach you. If you are unqualified, God can qualify you. If you are untrained, God can train you. Even if you're unwilling, by the grace of God, He can make you willing. If you will furnish the man, God will furnish the grace. God is not looking for better methods in the 20th century. God is looking for better men. Andrew Carnegie, the steel magnate, once said, and I quote, "You can take my money, you can take my means, and you can take my methods, but leave me my men, and I will build another empire." And so it is today. God is looking for men. Perhaps today God is speaking to your heart as you listen to this broadcast. Maybe a long time God has wanted to break through, and you've refused, and you've rejected, and you've turned a deaf ear. I admonish you today, turn by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Answer the call, follow Christ, and He'll make something out of you. In the third area of our thinking, we consider the mission. What is the mission? Jesus said, in so many words, I will put you in business with me. Oh, the joy of being in business with God. It is our mission as Christians in the world today to fish for men. And there are many hundreds and thousands of men who need to be caught with a gospel hook. Even in our own city, even in our own community, there are multiplied thousands who know not Christ as Savior. As a Christian, you can become a fisher of men and you can win these people to Christ. Jesus Christ will equip you to fish for men. I understand that in fishing, it takes a kind of personality who is willing to follow the rules. There are three rules for successful fishing. Number one, be patient. Number two, keep self out of the way. And number three, use the right kind of bait. Now, in our fishing for men, remember we are fishing for creatures who are made in the likeness and image of God. We are fishing for priceless souls. On one occasion, Jesus asked, "What doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" My friend, today, there's nothing in this world that's worth selling your soul for. A moment of pleasure, a few dollars, a good time, a night of revelry. These are not worth the price that you will have to pay if you go through this life rejecting Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. In our fishing for men, we must follow the same rules. As we deal with the souls of mankind, we must be patient. We must keep ourselves out of the way. And we must use the right kind of bait. And the only kind of bait to use in fishing for men is the Word of God. The Bible is alive and powerful and sharper than a sword with two edges. It is the only bait that we can use in fishing for men today. Our mission is not to win a victory. Our mission is to declare a victory that has already been won on the cross. In the long ago, as Jesus was hanging upon the cross, He cried, "It is finished." And there on the cross, Jesus Christ won the victory. They took Him out and buried Him in a new-made tomb. But on the morning of the third day, He came forth triumphant, victorious. Jesus Christ has already won the victory. You and I today simply are challenged to go forth and declare and proclaim and publish the victory that Christ won in His death and resurrection in the long ago. I have three recommendations in fishing for men. One, that we carry out a parlor evangelism. That is, that we go into the homes and tell men about Christ. Number two, that we broaden our visitation ministry to a personalized sharing of Christ every day, on the job, in the home, wherever we are. And three, I would recommend that we follow Jesus Christ. When we follow Christ, we must go into the highways and byways. That's where He went. We must go into the marketplaces and business places. That's where Jesus went. We must go into the streets and lanes. That's where He went. If we are to follow Him, we must make room for the poor and the despised. He did. We must make room for the publicans and sinners. Christ did. We must make room for the privileged and the unprivileged. Jesus Christ did. In His world, there was room for everyone who would believe Him. We must never forget that the Bible declares that Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. If we follow Jesus, we will love sinners. Jesus did. If we follow Jesus, we will become fishers of men. Jesus was. Could I ask you three questions? One, is Jesus Christ nothing to you? Two, is Jesus Christ something to you? And three, is Jesus Christ everything to you? What about your status? What is your relationship to Christ? Do you know Him as your own personal Savior? Have you trusted Him? Have you anchored your faith in the Lord Jesus? Do you have a church home? Do you read the Bible? Do you go to church? Why not today? Make a new start. Turn over a new leaf. Resolve in your heart this moment that beginning this day, Jesus Christ will have first place in your life and you will become a fisher of men. If you are unsaved, I trust that this very moment that you would open the door of your heart, pray the sinner's prayer, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And this moment, Jesus Christ will save you. May God bless you as you do that right now. Until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.